with your Posey County Radio News on this Thursday. I'm Parker Stevens reporting. A Kentucky man has been sentenced to 12 years after pleading guilty to dealing drugs in Posey County. The county prosecutor's office says Stephen Bruner, 36 years of age, was pulled over on Interstate 64 for several traffic violations. Bruner was seen reaching towards the passenger floorboard area before pulling over and appeared to be nervous during the interaction with the sheriff's deputy. After further investigation and a search, the deputy seized about 34 grams of methamphetamine. Bruner admitted to deputies that he delivers meth to his friends. The Posey County Sheriff's Office has sworn in two new jail commanders. On Wednesday, Sheriff Tom Latham swore in Jail Commander Major Ashley Crossan and Assistant Jail Commander Lieutenant Emily Harper. Sheriff Latham read the two their oath to fulfill their commitment and dedication within their new roles. The Mount Vernon Fine Arts Academy begins their fall play tonight at the PAC. This year's play is The Apocalypse Project by Brian Daniel Oglesby. Showtimes are 7:30 tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday. Student tickets are $5 and adult tickets $10. They are available at the door. For more information, you can contact the office at 838-4356. Coming up tomorrow, there will be an American Red Cross blood drive taking place at St. Peter's on the Hill in St. Phillips. That will take place at the community room at 2800 St. Phillips Road from noon until 5 p.m. To set up an appointment, you can call 1-800-RED-CROSS. That is 1-800-733-2767, or go online to redcrossblood.org. There is also another blood drive coming up on Sunday at St. Matthew's Church. That will be from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. at 421 Mulberry Street. The American Red Cross says that blood donors are in need and invite you to give the gift of life. The town of Poseyville is reminding residents to update their phone numbers on recent utility bills. The notice comes after attempts made to check on higher-than-normal utility bills with certain customers and not being able to contact the residents with the number on file. If you know that you have had a change of number or a canceled landline, they ask that you contact the office at 812-874-2211 or send a note in with your payment with a current number. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has begun mailing ballots for the Farm Service Agency County Committee elections to eligible farmers and ranchers across the nation. These ballots must be returned or postmarked by December 2, 2024 to be counted. FSA County Committee members play a critical role in advising on local agricultural programs, including disaster assistance and financial support. Each committee, consisting of 3 to 11 elected members with 3-year terms, represents local areas and ensures community input in USDA services. For Posey County, one seat is open for election in Local Administrative Area 2, which includes Smith, Robinson, and Mars Townships. Stan Weinzapfel, a longtime farmer of corn, soybeans, wheat, and beef cattle, is the nominee for the LAA 2 seat. If elected, he will serve a 3-year term starting January 1, 2025, contributing his expertise to decisions impacting local agricultural support and emergency programs. Eligible voters who haven't received a ballot can request one from the Posey County FSA office or check their eligibility through an online FSA tool. In high school sports tonight, just one event on the schedule. That is the Mount Vernon Lady Wildcats taking on Tell City on the road in varsity basketball action. The tip-off on that game is scheduled for 6:30. Looking at college sports from last night, the University of Evansville men's basketball team fell on the road to Middle Tennessee. The Aces hung with the Blue Raiders in the first half but went cold in the second. Final in that game was 80-63. UE was led by Cameron Hafner with 16 points, 2 assists, and 5 rebounds. They will be back in action on Saturday at the Ford Center taking on Radford. The USI Screaming Eagles got their first win on the road at Bellarmine. Bellarmine led by 1 point at the half with a 31-30 lead over USI. The Eagles fought for the win, though, in the second half and squeaked one out for a 71-69 final. They are back in action on Saturday on the road at Fort Wayne. We're keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. If you have any news tips to share, you can do so by emailing news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Stay tuned. The weather forecast is next.